Well, first, to the government's decision to install more than 1 million water meters nationwide as a means of billing customers for domestic water use. The water metering programme will cost the state more than 500 million euro, but ultimately it'll be paid for by householders via their water bill once they begin to arrive from next year. Back in 2012, the government appointed Bord Gáis Éireann, now Ervia, to oversee the setting up of Irish Water, and one of the first items up for discussion was the merits or otherwise of metering. A confidential memo shows that Bord Gáis Éireann told the government they didn't see the need to push ahead with the controversial water metering project prior to customer billing, but the government insisted they did. Shortly before coming on air, I spoke to our reporter John Burke, who has seen documents, and he's been telling me about what they say.
Well, back in 2012, the government decided to establish Irish Water under the wing of Bord Gáis, the existing state company. Now, this memo comes from a meeting which took place on the 11th of May 2012. That's just weeks after Bord Gáis had been appointed to oversee the setup of Irish Water. And at these initial meetings, a lot of key information and opinions were being exchanged in relation to how the critical phase of Irish Water's establishment should be managed.
And according to this memo, one of the key issues discussed at the meeting was the issue of water metering. And in this meeting, we get a clear indication of Bord Gáis's view on the merits or otherwise of metering. What do they have to say?
Now, this meeting was attended by four senior executives for Bord Gáis and the same number of officials from the Department of the Environment. And the meeting was recorded by a senior official at the Department of the Environment. And according to a note of the meeting that we've obtained, Bord Gáis said that, to quote, the company didn't necessarily see the link between metering and charging customers for domestic water use. They went on to say that revenue gathering and billing could be seen as a greater priority rather than metering at that stage.
So in effect, Bord Gáis was saying early in the process that they didn't see the need to rush ahead and bring in water metering. So what alternatives did they put forward instead of spending half a billion euro installing water meters?
Well, according to this memo, the department said that meter chargers were preferred over an alternative system of assessed or flat charges.
And after Bord Gáis questioned the necessity for metering in advance of billing, what sort of reaction did they get from the department?
The department officials are recorded as saying at this same meeting that the government's wishes was for metering to be chosen as the preferred method by which customers were to be billed. And in fact, as far as the alternatives mentioned, such as using a flat or assessed charge, went, the department said that these approaches were not in line with the approach which the government wanted to take. So, to put it fairly simply, any other alternative was not on the table.
So you've got a response from the Department of the Environment on this document. What did they say?
Yes, well, a spokesman for the department said that the memo reflects the fact that following the appointment of Bord Gáis, department officials were bringing Bord Gáis up to speed on the work which had been progressed to date and the decisions of government. The spokesman went on to say that it was reasonable that Bord Gáis in this early stage would interrogate all aspects of the reform programme to come to a full understanding of the implementation of Irish Water. Now, the spokesman went on to say that while it was a technical point, the charging was not dependent on metering, as other forms of charges could be looked at. The department was simply pointing out that agreed government policy was that metering was to be introduced.
So this meeting took place on the 11th of May 2012, just after Bord Gáis had been appointed by the government to set up Irish Water and at the start of a critical phase in the establishment of the new utility. It's one of a large number of meetings that occurred around this time. But what do we know about the discussions between Bord Gáis and the department during this critical period?
Well, according to records obtained by this programme, there were actually 23 meetings between Bord Gáis and the Department of the Environment between April and September 2012. And out of those 23 meetings, there are no notes or minutes available for more than half of these. In fact, the records show that the Department of the Environment didn't record any notes or minutes for 13 of those 23 meetings. And the meetings for which there are no available records include two meetings held between Bord Gáis and the then Minister, Phil Hogan.
So there were no shortage of meetings at the critical stage, but no notes and no minutes were kept for a series of meetings around this time. How many of these undocumented meetings occurred around the time that Bord Gáis were raising questions over water metering?
Well, there were no official notes or minutes recorded in relation to any of the four meetings held between the department and Bord Gáis in the 2 weeks prior to that meeting on the 11th of May 2012. And there's also no notes or minutes recorded at the meeting which took place immediately after that 11th of May discussion, less than 1 week later. Most of the meetings for which there are no notes or minutes available are described as checkpoint meetings between Bord Gáis and the department. However, there were also two meetings which took place that included or involved the Minister Phil Hogan on the 28th of June 2012 and again the following month on the 12th of July, for which there are no notes or minutes of the discussions that were generated. Now, the department also failed to produce any notes or minutes relating to a meeting in June of 2012 with the water regulator Bord Gáis and New Era, with whom the department was engaged in at that time in discussions about the likely cost of metering and how would that have to be ultimately paid via customer utility bills. It's also possibly worth pointing out that of the 10 meetings in which there are notes or minutes available, half of these have just one page of typed text.
Now, you've asked the Department of the Environment to account for or comment on whether the absence or brevity of records in relation to these meetings raise questions over the department's governance and accountability in relation to discussions with Bord Gáis.
I did. A spokesman for the department said there were strong governance and oversight arrangements in place which can't be fully judged from the perspective of single issue meetings. Now, the spokesman said that the development of the Irish Water Implementation Plan required the involvement of all key stakeholders, and he said that there was a hierarchy of meetings between different stakeholders, of which the so-called checkpoint meetings were generally reflected in updates of programme monitoring records. If a meeting was simply a briefing on issues, there would be simply be a record of it having taken place, and there may be a follow-up of emails and exchange of documents. However, that statement didn't address the absence of minutes or notes relating to meetings between the Minister and Bord Gáis or with New Era and the Energy Regulator.